Welcome to Lesson 38, Financial Management. Much like our last session in this cycle of excellence, we're beginning to shift our awareness from tracking to managing, this time with your finances. Tracking your income and outgo is all about what's already happened, the past, things you can't control or change because they're already done. You can't track it if it hasn't happened yet. It sounds obvious, but it's still important to remember. Much like driving forward while looking out the rearview mirror, it won't help you get down the road very safely, but it's where we start. We always back out of the driveway, out of the parking space, before we shift into drive to move forward. Once we shift into drive, we got to start making proactive decisions about where we're headed, about obstacles in the road in front of us. With your finances, it's time to start taking a look at what you've been tracking and make some proactive decisions about what to change in your financial situation. Here's an example. Let's say your financial tracking shows that your income has been holding steady at $20,000 a month. And if that seems very high or very low for you, just adjust the zeros until it feels more in alignment with your current situation. So you've been holding steady, but your expenses have been slowly increasing each month. Prices are going up, you're having to buy in larger quantities, you're generally starting to match or maybe even outpace your monthly income. That can't continue forever or you'll be out of business. So what do? You have to manage your finances. That means making proactive decisions. It means saying no sometimes, just like our previous lesson. It may mean saying yes to getting help or putting your money in different places, like hiring a bookkeeper or a financial manager to take some of that stress off your plate. It might mean cutting some expenses or raising rates, both of which can be uncomfortable decisions. It may mean letting go of some offers to make room for new ones. Ultimately, though, it's about making the decisions that will best serve you and your best customers. Now, remember, I matter, you matter, we matter. We've talked about that before. You've got to take care of yourself and your business before you can fully serve your audience and before you can co-create anything with them to make the world a better place. So, what needs to change in order to take care of yourself and your business so that you can then serve your customers and the greater world around you? Now, let me caution you here. You may come up with ideas that either feel uncomfortable or impossible in the moment, and that's 100% normal. And I encourage you to not discount those ideas just because they seem unlikely in the moment. One of the reasons that they're coming up for you is because they may very well solve the problem you've been having, even if they don't seem like the easiest path of least resistance right now. So two questions that I ask my clients when they're facing intentional decision-making like this are these. Number one, what needs to shift? And number two, who must you become in order to make this shift? Because just like shifting your mindset from employee or hobbyist to business owner, you may have to start thinking differently, seeing the world differently, and even becoming the next better version of yourself. So when I say who must you become, I don't mean who do you have to pretend to be or who you have to pretend to be like. It's more along the lines of I must become the kind of person who ... and fill in that blank. Do you need to become the kind of person who can confidently double their rates? Do you need to become the kind of person who can kindly and firmly say no in order to honor your boundaries? Anytime we up-level, we're changing our capacity. We have to expect that. And sometimes we may be intellectually ready for a change. We may know it's time for a change, but that doesn't mean we're ready for that change. Our capacity isn't prepared to handle that change, that shift. We have to do the work to get ready for the capacity change. And that's why I ask, who must you become in order to make that shift? Growing your business means increasing your capacity. It also means personal growth. Before I asked this question of my clients, I often found myself working with visionaries who wanted more than they were willing to be ready for. Readiness means increasing your capacity for change, your ability to make and stand behind tough decisions, letting go of things and people sometimes that don't serve you the way they may have served you in the past. All of that is part of changing your capacity. So after you ask yourself, who must you become in order to make that shift? You have to look at that answer and be honest about whether or not you can or really will be able to do that. Say, for example, leveling up your income means raising your rates. You'd have to become a person who can confidently raise your rates without feeling pressure to revert to old pricing. You may also have to become a person who's willing to let go of some of your existing clients in order to open the door to better ones. So you raise your rates, but then two of your clients complain about the pricing, and you feel like you have to accommodate them and give them grandfathered rates. So you may have raised your rates on paper, but you haven't actually raised your rates or increased your income because you weren't really willing to let go of those clients in order to become the person who can confidently raise your rates. I see this all the time, and I've been there myself. I've had some amazing clients over the years whom I thought I'd lose if I raised my rates, quote unquote, too high. Some of them I did lose, while others happily paid me more because they knew they were still getting great value from the work we were doing together. Years ago, I was challenged by some of my son's behavior. He was angry and acting out and putting holes in the walls of our apartment because of his anger. I was patching those holes and getting more and more frustrated with every hole he was punching. My coach at the time told me I needed to start having him patch those holes. I needed to become the mom who gave an appropriate consequence for his actions. But I was convinced that if we didn't patch those holes right, our landlord would have a fit and kick us out. So my coach said to me, I needed to teach him how to make sure he did it the right way, that he was able to patch those holes correctly. Otherwise, she said, your desire to have perfect walls is more important than teaching your child to take responsibility for his actions. Ouch. She was right, of course. And the minute he had to start patching those walls, then he stopped making those holes. He also got extremely good at drywall repair because he took a minute to figure out, oh, mom was serious. I really do have to patch every hole I make. Oh no. And do it right. And if I didn't do it right, it would be done again. And again, and again. And was that a lot of work for me? Yeah, I wasn't ready to be that mom until it was almost too late. The same thing can happen with your money if all you ever do is track it, because you'll know where it's been, but not where it's going. You have to get to the point where you can manage your money, because eventually you're going to have to lead your finances just like you lead your business. So your assignment then is to take a look at what you've been tracking in your finances. What are you seeing there? You've got about a year of data under your belt now, if not more. What are the trends? What's coming in and going out on a consistent basis? Where do you need to be proactive in your spending and your income generation? Are you seeing seasonal highs and seasonal lows? What's there for you? Okay. Is it time to make some changes? And if so, what changes need to be made? And that all important question, who must you become in order to make those changes stick? Commit to taking one action, making one change in the next week, and then monitor the results for the next month. The goal here is to make this new decision-making process a habit. What needs to change? Who must I become to make that change stick? Commit to that change and then create an environment that supports the sticking change, because that reinforces the decision-making process as a habit. Keep using it. What needs to change? Who must I become in order to make that change? What can I actually commit to? How do I create an environment that supports that commitment? Okay, keep using it and it becomes easier over time to manage your finances, to manage anything really. But since this is the financial section, that's what we're talking about here. And managing your income doesn't mean you'll never track your income anymore. In fact, the opposite's true. You're going to keep tracking things, but now you're going to be able to make stronger, more confident decisions based on the information your tracking is providing you, because you've got a way to make more confident, proactive decisions instead of just relying on the data, your rearview mirror, to move your business forward. In our next lesson, we're going to start shifting your awareness in your business so that you'll be able to more confidently manage your business, which is about significantly more than just your finances. And I will see you there.